Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Friday evening. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear and welcome to Night Tracks Radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and allowing the Teddy Bear help you to tune out all the negativity as we get lost in blueprint soulful music. And speaking of soulful music, legendary singer, songwriter, businessman, icon, Lord have mercy, the original soul man, Mr. William Bell is joining us this evening as we get knee-deep in his new album, One Day Closer to Home. So on behalf of Night Tracks Radio and the Teddy Bear, it is my honor to welcome the legendary Mr. William Bell. Brother Bell, how are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful, Teddy Bear. I am wonderful.
It is an honor to have you on the show. My goodness, growing up listening to you, and I can't believe that you're here today. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on One Day Closer to Home, my man. You did a phenomenal job.
Thank you, man, and thanks for having me, man. Yeah, this is quite an honor for me.
No, the honor is truly ours. I got to ask, you are an exceptional songwriter, but what I wanted to ask, everybody just can't pick up a pen and write a song or create a melody for other artists. How were you able to connect with other artists in a manner where you're able to basically delve into their emotions and make that song that you've created and you make it their own?
Well, I'm a people watcher, and lived long enough to have all kind of experiences in life. And I create and I try to write honestly and truthfully about whatever the subject matter is. And I've been just fortunate that a lot of people can identify with what I write about. So I guess it's that human factor that everybody goes through.
Well, I'm going to ask you, I want to expand a little further. When you mentioned the human factor, whatever happened to the human factor in today's music? Because it seems in the 40s, 50s, 60s, even in the 70s, there was a human element of connection through the music when they talked about communication, love, transparency, bringing people together. Every song just had raw emotion. And somewhere along the lines, we've lost that. And I wanted your input on that because you've been around this industry for a very long time. So what do you think happened along the way?
Well, a couple of things I think is happening now. One is the political situation, and it's the times that we're living in with all kinds of problems with the floods, the weather, and everything else, and people are just uptight. And what they have to do is realize that we're all in this together, so we have to step back and take a deep breath and learn to help each other instead of just hitting out and just trying to destroy one another.
I mean, because everywhere I look around, there's nothing positive. Everything is negative, very misogynistic as far as women are concerned. I'm seeing a lot of females not acting like women. It's just very, very disheartening because I grew up in an era of music, listening to you and other greats like Otis Redding, Booker T, and I'm listening to this music, and it was just raw emotion. Every time I hear an Otis Redding song, I basically try, not just try a little tenderness, but I got dreams to remember. When I hear songs like that, it does something to me. When I listen to you sing, it just does something to me, and it's really, really missing. Really, is there anything that you feel from a businessman perspective that can do something to change this?
Yeah, I think it's an artist, whether you're a recording artist or whether you're an athlete or whatever it is, whatever that you're doing, it's important to have a positive attitude about it and project positivity to people. There's enough negativity going on without us looking for it. So, and it seems like now there's no communication. Everybody's into the modern thing and the AI and the computer world, and you deal with friends on Facebook that you've never seen before. But I think that this raw communication between people is missing, and because that way, if you talk to a person, you can have empathy for a person or for whatever they're going through. Or sometimes talking is all that's needed between two people to just realize that, okay, that conversation really helped me, or we're dealing with the same thing. Let's see if we can find a solution for it.
A great American poet once said, "Let's make love great again, Lord have mercy."
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when you mentioned...
I think when people do that, if people do that, I think the world, I know, would be a better place. We learn to listen to a human voice or a human touch or something like that instead of just communicating by text or on your phone or on your computer or whatever. Technology is great, but don't let it take over just ordinary communication between one individual to another.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible to me. I mean, and I wanted to also ask you, what was the first thing that came to your mind when you started seeing music stores just disappearing, closing down, where people like me, devoted music lovers, were unable to go to music stores or the mom and pop record stores in the community anymore and buy vinyl? What was the first thing that came to your mind when you started seeing that transpire?
Well, I think between me and you, I saw it coming, because when you go to big corporations, everything becomes the bottom line, a number in that computer, a number in that book. And you forget there's a human aspect behind that song or behind that communication letter or whatever it is. And going to a record store, being able to physically thumb through a series of recordings, going to a booth and listening to them. But they systematically cut that out, and it's done for big corporate reasons, because they want to cut out having to pay out money to individuals. So we'll make everything on automation, less talk, more music. And from it started with the radio stations, they got rid of the promotion men at record companies. So I saw this coming. And it's a shame that we sat back and let that develop in such a way that we became just really complacent about it. We didn't didn't really care. Okay, so you don't do album covers. You just do a video or a CD now. And so it's so impersonal, but it's nothing like going out and meeting your fan base, meeting the people in the industry that support you, because none of us do this on our own. It's a community involvement in the entertainment industry.
Without question. I remember one of the first albums that I'd ever purchased was by Dobie Gray. And the album cover, the artwork, the liner notes, it was something so special and unique to be able to know if you go out and cut grass as a youngster and do chores, you can earn enough money to go to the neighborhood record store and buy vinyl, buy a 45, a 33, a 75, and they've taken that away from us. But then I flip it over when you go outside of the United States to Japan, Germany, Switzerland. They still have record stores, and artists like yourself,
absolutely,
like yourself, they're revered over there.
Yeah, and any artistic thing, whether it's a painting, whatever it is, they if you've done anything, if you had a hit record 20 years ago, they revere you. But everything now with us is current. You know, we can't wait to be for super success. We can't wait to do all of this. And the thing about life is you think about future. Nobody has future. For the youngsters that when I talk to them, they don't think about future. They're living flat out for the moment. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to think ahead. What am I going to do a week from now? What am I going to do tomorrow? And like you were saying, if you worked and cut grass or whatever it is to go down and buy that album or that 45, that was a feeling of accomplishment for you. And so that all of that's been lost. It's, you know, we're living so fast in life, we forget how to live.
Yeah, without question. It's interesting where you stated, you know, the young people today, they live for the moment. And it's very disheartening because when you have someone that lives for the moment, they're not looking at the future. The life expectancy of a lot of our youth, they don't look at growing old, learning.
Right.
We're going to take it right now. Whatever happens, happens. And as you stated earlier, you know, the politics that play into that. I remember going to school, we had band. We had music classes.
Right.
Those have been taken out of the school. So the parenting, like I said, it's weird and very disheartening when you grew up in a household where you had mom and dad and you would sit around and just listen to music and just get lost, and family would get together and it would be a beautiful experience, and all of a sudden that no longer exists. That's why it's very important to me that I'm so happy and overjoyed that you're on the show, because you have created such a timeless amount of beautiful, soulful music. Now to have you on here, and we got this new album, of course, yeah, I said album, I'm dating myself, but I'm all right with that. One Day Closer to Home. Can you tell the many listeners out there about the new album?
Yes, after, I guess, 50, 60-some years, I was fortunate enough a few years ago to win a Grammy with This Is Where I Live. And I went back and took a hiatus from my label, Wilby Records, and signed again with Stax Records, which was a part of Concord. So, and to get a Grammy and to have... to kick off that imprint again of Stax. And that was a coup for both of us, you know, for them and for me too, because it was my first Grammy win. With all of the years of having hit records, the Grammy always eluded me. So, but I won the Grammy for that. So on this particular record, I went back to my own label, of course, because I only signed for one project with Stax. But I went back to my own label and I took my time and just wanted to have great lyrical content, tell a story about improving lifestyles and saving grace on community values and stuff like that. And so I took my time, and probably within a year and a half, we wrote maybe 30 or 40 songs, and the 12 that I put on this particular CD, One Day Closer to Home, is a culmination of all of that. But I wanted to make sure that it was in a positive thing and try to spread some positive vibes among the community, among the young people, and tell them there's more to life than gang banging and all of the other things that's going on in life now.
You know what, and you touched upon something earlier, and I want everybody to be very mindful of this, how the radio stations have changed so dramatically where everything is geared to hip-hop. Now, I'm not knocking hip-hop. Everything has a place. But when you have great artists like Mr. Bell, who has put out countless works of art, and they're not getting the necessary airplay, or people are not even aware that they have music out, it's very disheartening, and things have to change. But you know what? That's why the Teddy Bear is here. I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill those needs, to bring blueprint music back to the airways, because me personally, I've had enough of it. So I've listened to the entire album. You did a magnificent job, and it's so refreshing to hear real instrumentation. People can actually pick up an instrument and actually play, which is sadly missing in today's music a lot.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because in my performances live, and I've been around a long time, from generation to generation, but I've got three generations in my concerts now. I've got the grandparents, the parents, and the kids. And sometimes the kids will come back stage and they say, "I've been listening to you my whole life." And that's family value, where that's important. And I'm saying, "How old are you?" "Well, I'm 25. "Yes, you have been listening to me." But that's kudos to your grandparents, your parents, that you heard a variety of music. You didn't hear hip-hop. You heard everything from country to soul to jazz and you become well-rounded and more appreciative of other types of things in life, and that broadens your perspective as a human being. And this is what I talk to kids about. We do a lot of stuff with Berklee School of Music and with the Take Me to the River organization that we started 3 or 4 years ago, and New York City School of Music, the Grammy people. We try to talk to the kids and tell them, broaden your mind, broaden your mindset. Listen to everything, whether you want to listen objectively or critically or whatever it is, but there's a place for everything. And that's what I try to instill in kids, because that's going to make you a better person. That's going to make you have a different mindset on when you hear something that, or you see somebody that's a little bit different from you. You know, because we're all under this microscope or microcosm of that human factor. And so it's only this planet here that we're on, and we have to realize that and live as one entity.
Without question. Well, your music does that, and it always has brung that attitude, that mentality, that sense of love. So far be it from me to deprive the many listeners from a new music and a new album. Of course, the title track from Mr. William Bell's new album, One Day Closer to Home, here on Night Tracks Radio.
Out here on this highway, on the pouring rain. Oh, I hope nobody sees me crying. It's just so good to be free again. I've been locked up for 3 years and 29 days, but I'm one day closer to home. Standing on this highway, using the power of my thumb. Oh, standing on this highway, using the power of my thumb. I wanna be long. When the morning comes, it's still a long way to Memphis. But I'm one day closer to home, yeah. One day close to home. Oh, I'm standing on this highway. Oh, soaking wet from all the rain. Standing on this highway, getting soaking wet from all this rain. Mind begins to wonder, will I ever feel love again? I left a good woman in Memphis, but I've been gone so long.
I'm headed back to Memphis, one day closer to home, from the legendary Mr. William Bell. The album is available as we speak on Apple. Also, you can stream it on Spotify as well as Pandora. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Make sure you stop by Mr. Bell's official website. That's at www.williambell.com. Brother Bell, I got to ask you, when can we expect you to see you out on the road again? Because I know it's a lot of lovers of your music that would love to see you perform live.
Yeah, and we're working on that as we speak. The logistics of traveling and doing concerts now are a little bit different now with the weather, the crime, there's a lot of things, factors there, but we're working through it, and we're trying to get at least maybe a 2 or 3 week lineup of concerts ready for us before the year is out. And I'm looking forward to it because I love to meet the fans and get to see the people in the industry that supports me, because like I said earlier, we don't do this on our own. It's a community effort here. So, and I've been fortunate to have just great people around me. Of course, my Wilby crew and all of my management, Blind Ambition, and all of the people, the jocks and the media, through the years. It's unusual for a career like mine to last as long as it has, but I'm overjoyed. I'm still having fun with it, and I've been fortunate enough to master the good man upstairs, keeps me with good health and strength. So we are working on that, and I'm hoping, say, around September, October, that we'll start figuring out how we can get out there on the road. I've got a 15-piece group, so it's a lot of logistics out there with that.
Well, you know what? I'm hoping very soon that you make your way down here to Houston, Texas. We would love to have you here and see you perform live. I'd be in the front row to see you, and I have a couple of albums that I definitely need your John Hancock on, my brother, because I've been waiting a long time to meet you and have you on the show. So I consider this an honor and a privilege to have you here. And I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for bringing so much love and so much therapeutic music to our industry. Winning your award and winning a Grammy is long overdue. It was robbery, but you know, they say great things come to those who wait. So I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Teddy Bear, man. And you know, Houston is close to my heart because from my very first recording, You Don't Miss Your Water, I was one of those people that frankly lived in Houston for a long time. Houston has always been good to me.
Well, we have nothing but love for you, so hopefully soon you'll come down here. Thank you so much for spreading so much love to us, and whatever you need, don't hesitate to let us know. This is your home away from home, so whatever you need to do, any new music or anything that you want to promote, send it to us, and we will definitely make it happen, okay?
Hey, man, thank you for keeping the music alive and spreading the love, because that's what's needed in today's life.
Absolutely. So it is written, so it shall be done. The legendary Mr. William Bell. God bless you, my man.
Bless you.
All right. It's a beautiful experience here on Night Tracks Radio. Again, the new album, One Day Closer to Home, is available as we speak at Apple Music, so make sure you head over there and pick up some therapeutic music. My goodness, that's a bucket list. That is definitely a bucket list type of thing. I've been a huge fan of Mr. Bell for a long time. He has brought us such great timeless music over the years, and it was a beautiful experience. So speaking of a beautiful experience, Lord have mercy, Sophia Galante, Lord have mercy, new hit single, Options, here on Night Tracks Radio.
Can I keep it real? I got plenty other options. If I like the way it feels, I can make you my only option. No, I just don't want to reveal till you show me a good time.
Show me a good time.
Well, if you know me, then you know I can be rude. It's just a little thing that I'm working through. Oh, I'm so hard to please. Oh, won't you please slow it down for me? Only if I make sense for your love. could be your everything and more. It's amazing, oh, I can't explain it, but I think I'm craving something good enough for me. Cause I'm so hard to please, oh, won't you please slow it down for me.
Sophia Galante with a new hit single, Options, available as we speak on iTunes, Apple, Spotify, and also be sure to purchase her 2021 debut EP, self-entitled Sophia, and catch up with her on all of her social media websites, but be sure to stop by her official website. That's at Sophia Galante, that's GALATE.com. She is an incredible vocalist, songwriter, and also she can play some instruments. Lord have mercy. Did I just say instruments? Seems like a lost art in today's industry. But I want to send out a lot of love to, again, to Mr. William Bell for joining us. And remember, family, get the new album One Day Closer to Home as we speak. It's important that we support not mediocre music, but great music. As I said before, you know the teddy bear loves all kind of music. I love hip-hop, but everything has a time and its place, and I know. A lot of our great artists who put out exceptional works of art musically, and a lot of it is not getting any airplay, and it's a crime. And what's happening is you're seeing a lot of our artists are going abroad to perform, because out here in the States, we've taken a lot of our artists for granted. They go out to Japan, they go to London, all their shows are sold out, they're revered, and more importantly, they are respected. And out here, as Mr. Bill stated earlier, you know, people today, the youth, they live for the moment. They're not looking, they're not planning for the future. Let's live in the moment. That moment, they're not looking to create a body of work, a legacy. And that's what's happening right now. You know, it's easy to sit up and make a video, make a TikTok video and get a record deal, and they put you out there in some clothes and you think you're the flavor, and all you are, you're the flavor of the month. And that's it. That's why I'm so proud of a lot of these artists like Sophia, who are independent artists, who have control of their destiny and understand the business aspect of this industry, how important it is to own your masters, how important it is before you sign anything, have a lawyer, a business lawyer, entertainment lawyer, look over the contracts and see exactly what you're signing. Because if you notice, you have a lot of artists that have been in this industry for a very, very long time. They're selling their catalogs. And what's happening is you're getting labels buying these catalogs, and they can sit up and use that person's music for anything and collecting billions of dollars. Or AI is replacing a lot of these artists. Just like the writer's strike, the actor's strike is good, that's taking place right now. You hear the actors and the writers, especially with actors, are complaining about AI, where they can sit up and take that person's image and use it on anything, on other movies without actually having the artist, actually the actor actually there. This is what it has come to. You got corporate America is doing whatever they can to get rid of artists, musicians, writers, so they can fuddle all the money and leave you struggling, broken, busted, and people are struggling. Right now, we're in a major recession because everybody's struggling to pay bills and do what they need to do. But while I got you here, we're going to make sure that we're going to bring some blueprint music, have great artists, great stories, anything that's going to sit up here and ease your mind and get you through the day or get you through the evening, more importantly. So I want to thank you for your support. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at Night Tracks Radio with two X's, Night Tracks Radio Podcast. That's on YouTube. We're also on Instagram at Night Tracks Radio, on TikTok. Yeah, we're also on TikTok too. On TikTok, Night Tracks Radio, and also on Facebook. We go back and forth. We'll do shows here on iHeartRadio, and also we'll do Facebook Live video interviews. We do it all. We want to make sure that we're able to touch everyone that we can. But without you, there's no teddy bear. And on that note, I want everyone to have a very joyous, very beautiful weekend. Never take that, waste a moment on letting people know how much you love them. It's very important because the next day is not promised to any of us. And this is this is so true. Life is very precious. It is very precious. So we got something new for you. The latest from the captivating Lila James here on Night Tracks Radio.
Okay, high time now for our tune of the week.
Thank you.
Just thank you.
You and me back in love.
Right back in it.